I am Achol Majur, and what reminds me of 2023 is my graduation. It was the biggest day of my life. I felt so happy on that day because I survived the notion of the Jian culture that the girls' education doesn't matter so much. So if you are lucky to study to this level to get a degree, it's really an achievement. Surviving 2023, it was a hard year for me because I felt depressed when I was in my final year. And I used to call my mom, and she'll encourage me and all that. So when I finished, I felt like this was something great. This is a major event, and I am grateful. I'm leaving it happily. I'm just exiting it while I'm excited to enter new year. So it's really great. So
yes, my name is David Majur. Thank God that 2023 was not so bad, because we are able to come, you know, from there to New Year. But in terms of economy challenges, of course, it's not good to every Southern Sudanese, because, you know, the life was not easy. So people are struggling. You'll see that most of the family, they were not able even to get food for a day and all those things. My regret was that we were expecting, you know, for the good life, we were expecting, you know, for... We all Southern Sudanese know we, after we gain our independence, so the expectation was too high, that the life will be okay. Completely, I don't want to lie to you, there is nothing at all. I never achieve anything, only that I achieve good health.
My name is Adi Kresha. Remembering in 2023, it was the worst year, the dollar crisis. Okay, most of us are facing dollar crisis, which is leading to some families are sleeping without food, others are staying without going to school. They also increased the school fees, which affect some families. What I achieved is I've joined university and I've also got a job. So this job can help me and can also help my family. So that's the goodness of 2023. My regrets is seeing some of my colleagues staying at home because of school fees. They say that there is a dollar crisis, actually. Okay, I'm grateful because I have very many years without seeing some of my relatives. And I've made it this year because I had some money, so I had to travel. And I also have to let my siblings travel. So they went and some of them went and visited their relatives, which we have not seen for very many years.
2023 is a very difficult year because at that time, actually, everything is going up and even the dollar is rising and then even the school fees is going up. So for us, for me, I actually, in my life, I think that is that year is so very hard for me. But I think the coming year, it will be a good year. Okay. where this country be stable. So actually, my achievement... I paid the school fees, even actually I did my semester one, semester two. So that is achievement that has happened. So indeed, actually, there is nothing I did because, you know, that time everything is very hard for me. But I think I wish the coming year it will be a good year and then I will be able to do something. The regret, for us who are working border, we are facing a challenge a lot of insecurity. There are those who are coming at night and actually they come with guns and install border borders, sometimes shooting our colleagues who are working with us in border borders. We actually regret. I thank God because what I did, actually, I able to pay the school fees and I thank God I was alive, I was surviving. But I wish my people to work hard so that 2024 will be the better year for us as South Sudanese.
My name is Beatrice Gofolo from Juba. What I remember is I have been working. I got a job I'm doing, which makes me to feel so happy in this year. What I achieved is good work, which I've been doing currently. And then also where I'm working, I got to learn more things, like meeting different people from different countries, most especially this season, people are just coming back home. I don't regret so much because I've been working.